Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher briefly visited a group of students that have been continuing their sit-in on university campus Friday afternoon. The Unified Students of Humboldt are continuing their sit-in at the Native American Forum Building, a sit-in that the group plans to continue until their list of requests are met, one of which includes the rehiring of Dr. Jacqueline Bowman, who was fired by the university back in October. Rosbacher briefly visited the students to not only check in on their well-being, but to personally deliver a letter which has a series of counterproposals to the students. One of those proposals was a request to meet with the students on the afternoon of February 4th to discuss the next steps of this process moving forward. Also included was a request asking the students to move out of the building, citing the need to let classes scheduled in the building to continue, and also citing that it's against university policy. It is unclear at this time whether the students will actually meet with Rosbacher on February 4th. Sheriff's deputies arrested 41-year-old Daniel Ray Fiddler, who was booked into county jail without bail on Sunday after he was connected to an attempted burglary in Lolita and was in possession of a stolen SUV from Ray's used car parking lot on January 17th. Deputies first responded to a report of a burglary in progress at a residence on Echo Road in Lolita. The neighbor reported they had fired a shotgun round into the air to deter the suspect, who was attempting to break into the residence. The witness described the vehicle, which was a Ford Expedition, and it was located about a mile from the scene, at which point it was determined the vehicle was stolen. While investigating the stolen truck, a second car was pulled over, a car registered to Fiddler. Deputies found heroin, meth, burglary tools, a ski mask, and a loaded handgun in the car, as well as the keys to the stolen Ford Expedition. Fiddler was booked on numerous charges, including a felony warrant. Humboldt County's unemployment rate fell to 6.4% in December, a percentage rate that decreased from the 6.9% in November, according to a press release issued by the Employment Development Department. In that same time frame, Humboldt Industries grew 200 additional jobs in total. In California, the unemployment rate fell to 7% last month as well, and it was estimated that 40,000 more Californians were employed in December than in November. The release also included the unemployment numbers in Del Norte County, which was at 8.7%, and Mendocino and Trinity County was at 6.2% and 9.4%, respectively. Eureka police arrested 22-year-old Anthony Burgess on Saturday morning after he was reported acting suspiciously near a residence in the 900 block of G Street. Police responded to the area and spotted Burgess, who was on a bike and who was struck by a vehicle as he ran a stop sign at B and 7th Streets. Burgess then fled the scene on foot before being caught and arrested. A loaded .357 Magnum and a stun gun were located in a bag Burgess was carrying, and he was booked on numerous charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for a news roundup. Here's Dan Squire.
Impairment is being considered a factor in the investigation into a vehicle versus pedestrian collision in Eureka on Saturday that claimed the life of 72-year-old Odum Duangdoa, who was struck by a vehicle while crossing the street at McCullen and Broadway. Police believe the victim was struck by a full-sized Ford van that was headed northbound. Anyone with information or who may have witnessed the collision is asked to contact Eureka Police. A 24-year-old Massachusetts woman died in a kayaking accident on the Eel River on Sunday after her kayak got caught in rough water and became stuck under the McCann Bridge on the Eel. Samantha Dweck was part of a larger group that had spent the day kayaking on the river when she and a companion were swept under the bridge. Dweck overturned and was unable to be rescued in time. Humboldt Bay Fires reported to the Eureka Police Department the results of its investigation into a house fire that destroyed a residence on Summer Street. That fire has been determined to be a case of arson. There were no occupants in the building and no injuries reported after firefighters spent several hours on scene. The fire was started by an incendiary device, and a criminal investigation has been opened.
Thank you, Dan. The Blue Heron Lodge Motel will be forcibly foreclosed by the city of Eureka on February 4th. A press release issued stated that the owners have neglected to acquire a lodging permit for the past 2 years as required by the city. Other issues with the motel include multiple building code violations and making up nearly 11% of the total emergency calls in the city. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.